Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Spirit medium. I'm an RN. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and da 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 da.
I have a wonderful podcast I would love all of you to download. I'm on iTunes, and you can get all of these shows right at the tip of your finger. You just put on the iPod app and download Bonnie Albers on Air, and you can listen to every one of our shows. I think I have 300 on there. Also, you can get me for a reading or counseling, intuitive counseling, and you can find me at my webpage, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Just Google Bonnie Albers. You'll find me everywhere. But the one thing I do want to tell you is I just put up a five-minute vid on YouTube. So if you could please like my channel, it's an intro YouTube vid, and I'm going to start putting the shows on YouTube. So it's going to be all over the place. I love it. So I'm going to bring our guests on because I want to sing happy birthday to one of their family members. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Annabelle.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Well, you know what? We got to sing happy birthday to Susan before I get into you guys and what you do. So will you sing with me?
Well, I'll try. I'm coughing, so I'll try.
Well, I think we'll be okay because, you know, I'm pretty loud. So, Susan, this is for you on Sunday. Happy birthday,
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Come on, girls. You're hanging behind. Happy birthday.
Eddie says, happy birthday, bub.
Happy birthday. I know she's listening. So happy birthday, Susan. We wish you all the best, wonderful glitter, sunshine, and every sparkle you can imagine. Happy birthday, my dear friend. So, guys.
Well, I gotta tell you who Eddie is. That is my father in spirit. Today is his birthday, and he called Susan bub. And he just said happy birthday, bub, because this is his birthday, and we sang happy birthday to Susan.
Well, hey, do you want to sing? Listen, I'm all for singing happy birthday, Annabelle. Would you like to sing happy birthday? Maybe we'll be a little bit more in tune for your father. Do you want to sing?
Oh, that's okay. He knows. We don't have to sing for him.
Well, I said happy birthday to him earlier today, and the other birthday boy just called, so tell Dad to go pick him up.
Oh, okay.
My son's birthday is my son's Zach's birthday is.
When is that?
The 19th.
Oh my goodness! And you won't be here for the 19th. So let's sing happy birthday to Zach before we get into what we're going to talk about.
Excuse me a minute.
Yes.
That's okay.
Okay. No. Come on. Let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Brenda,
happy
you are his mother.
Zachary.
Happy birthday, dear Zachary. Happy birthday. Come on, Brenda. Birthday to you. Hey, I'm getting good at this. I wonder maybe I should have a singing career. But I've got to tell you, I miss doing that so much. I usually do it for the Zodiacs, and it's coming up we're in Libra, and hopefully it's coming up to Scorpio at the end of the month. But I do want you to tell everybody, guys, what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Go ahead, Brenda.
My number is 330-209-7021. You can get me on Facebook, Brenda Miller Brand. On my email at ghostdiggers@gmail.com. And I'm a medical intuitive, a psychic medium, Reiki master. I read gemstones, tarot, I do paranormal investigations also.
So. Oh, and what do you do, Miss Annabelle? Wait, Queen Annabelle, what do you do?
Well, almost everything but astrology and numerology. The phone number is 330-484-4807. Let's see, it's under annmillerpsychic.com@gmail. Is that right? I didn't say that right, did I? annmillerpsychic.com@gmail.com, whatever that is.
Well, if you can't find her... Go ahead.
I don't. Yeah, I just want to say I'm a psychic medium. That's about it.
Oh, you know what? That encompasses. She's a metaphysical girl, is what I'm going to tell you. She does everything and anything, and she's great at it. So you all know her. She's been on the show, both of them, and they're fabulous. They do this for a living. So if you would like a reading, you can do a mother and daughter reading. I know they offer that. But give them a call, especially the holidays are coming up. But I got to tell you guys, guess what we're going to talk about just for a little bit.
What?
What holiday is coming up very soon?
Halloween!
So we're going to talk just a little bit about what goes bump in the night. And I know, Brenda, because you've got a website that says Ghost Diggers, that this holiday is going to be real special for you. So tell us, Brenda and Annabelle, because I know both of you do it, but what goes bump in the night, girls?
Well, unrested spirits go bump in the night.
But you know what, guys? Why are they still, you know, the thing I want everybody to understand is there's such big, like, wide variety of what people think are still here for spirit. So how would you define, like, what goes bump in the night?
Well,
go ahead, Brenda.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I know we've touched on this before, but there is so much going on out there now. You know, the TV shows have brought out the ghost hunting, and every person on the block is a ghost hunter now, and they've got their radios and this and that, and, you know, they're trying to contact spirit. They're antagonizing them. They're, you know, going out there saying, okay, come on, show me a sign, and they're asking them to take them over and things like that. Well, the veil's thinning because the veil between the worlds is getting thinner and thinner, so they're moving into our world more. And there are some bad spirits out there that are just hanging out. So there's bad ones, but yet there's the good ones, the ones who have crossed over and come back. You know, those are like our relatives, our ones that communicate with us. And, you know, because we here, we're the light workers here. I mean, we only ask for the highest and best to come through. So we try not to get a hold of those low-level spirits that some of the ghost hunters are out there, you know, antagonizing and bringing out. So,
well, Annabelle, because before I'm going to say what I think goes bump in the night, but what do you think goes bump in the night, Annabelle, besides your partner in the bed?
We don't sleep in the same room anymore.
Well, I mean, does anybody?
If I have a partner, you'd probably wonder.
Well, I think that's a fabulous, and the only thing that can go bump in the night is the real stuff that goes bump in the night. So tell us what you feel going bump in the night means.
Well, I think that it's like Brenda said, ghosts can be good or they can be bad, okay? Poltergeist would be something that, you know, they're not that bad. They can throw things. They can move things around. They can push you. But a poltergeist isn't really that bad. and what is a spirit? It's just like a spirit is something that stayed here after the death of the body. And that can really be just like, you know, when you're reading for somebody and you can feel the person that is with them. A lot of times they don't want to go on. They want to stay here and help and protect, because they help and protect, especially if their loved one is having a problem. And a lot of times people, when you lose somebody, you can hang on to them too tightly that they can't go. You know, they're attached to you. And they stay there because they don't want to leave you, and you're hanging on too tight. You have to let them go because they need to go and do what they need to do on the other side.
Well, do you, Do you think you're talking right to me? I mean, you know, do you think I'm holding on to my dad too tight? Because you tell him I'm not letting go. Go ahead.
What's your dad's name?
Jerry.
You're not hanging on that tight. He's already been over there.
Yes, I'm. Are you kidding? I told you, Annabelle, when I go and back to spirit, I am going to chase him to every universe he can run, because he told me he would not leave me on this earth plane, and he did, and I'm going to get him. So you tell him that if he comes to you.
You can tell him that.
Oh, I do.
And another thing that people want to know is, how do they know that a ghost is around,
right,
or that an entity is present? And it's just like, if the lights flicker, that's where they get their energy. If you look at, you know, if you see something out of the side of your eye and you look and nothing's there, or you feel a cold chill. And that's mainly what happens when they're around.
Well, you know what I want to ask is this. I don't understand. Like, I love spirit. You know that. And I deal in positive light. But I know that there are people, like I have a good example, and I know this is going to get wordy, but I'm going to tell you anyway. There was somebody that called about getting their house cleared, that they felt that there was a spirit in their house, and it was bothering their son. And so it was really interesting, because I think it's in the book, and I don't want to be misquoted, but I think it is in the book by Michael Newton. And what happened was, they went in to clear the house, and the medium said, "It's your father." And she goes, "What?" And she goes, "It's your father." She goes, my father died when I was 13, and I didn't care for him, and he wasn't this and he was that. And she said, "Are you sure you want me to clear him? Because he's protecting your son, and he loves that he's in this house. So be careful for what you want to clear, because he's here to spread his love to your son and you." And then she decided she didn't want the spirit cleared out of the house. Have you ever, you know, I mean, think about that, because why would you want to clear your relatives from your home?
Well, you wouldn't. If they want to be there, they should be there.
Right. So there are people who go into homes that don't know they're your relatives and try crossing them back over. But they're going to come back because they're your relatives, don't you think?
Well,
right.
There's a lot of people that go out and do clearings, you know, a lot of ghost hunting groups that go out there and cleanse and do clearings, but they're not psychic. So they don't, you know, they're not mediums. So they're not communicating. They're just getting rid of whatever's there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, and you know, I feel that's a problem in itself. Because
yeah.
How many go into a house, conjure them up, and leave the house without clearing it? And then those people in that house have to deal with it. That's not right.
Absolutely. So, you know, my big thing is, what goes bump in the night, you better be careful of what goes bump in the night. And that might be something that you want it to stay, but you want spirit to stay. I do know, and I hear from a lot of people that there are negative things that come in the night also. Do you know why they would want to come here? I mean, you know, that's what I never could understand. So I know both of you are into this, so...
But the other thing about that is, if you are feeling uneasy with someone there or scared, and you tell them, you know, not to scare you, you're to stay away, and they stay away, they're, you know, that's a good thing. But if you're at all sensitive to anything, you'll know which is a relative and which isn't. You know, you can feel that, or you could sense that.
Absolutely. And so I think, you know, my big thing about, especially we've got Halloween coming, and we'll be talking about this for until Halloween, but, you know, the veil even gets thinner around that time. So that's pretty cool. I love Halloween. Do you love Halloween, girls?
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So, you know, wait a minute. Do you know what I dress up as? I mean, I'm going to tell you, I haven't dressed up as this for a while, but do you know what my favorite costume was when I used to go out for Halloween? I mean, as an adult.
Elvira.
Close. Close. I went out as a vampire, like the queen of the vampires. So that's a same thing, isn't it? I think she was a spider, but she looked like a vampire. How about you, Brenda? How about you, Annabelle?
I don't dress up anymore, so.
Well, I mean, neither do I. But what did you do when you were a young adult? Not that you're not young. You must be at least 350 years old.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't even remember.
Well, you were a princess. Remember that blue satin thing I made for you for school?
Oh,
you were like
right,
a princess with your
I
little.
I was a princess.
Yeah.
She made me a lot of my outfits when I was growing up. So.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love that. Well, I'm going to tell you, we have a lot of people online, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Unless there's anything you guys would like to tell us about what goes bump in the night, any stories that you'd like to share?
No, I mean, I can't think of anything. If you know, if we got callers, I don't know.
Well, we were talking about Susan and mm-hmm. about a poltergeist. When we were moving from a haunted house one time, Susan was pushed down the steps.
Oh, I remember she had telling me. Yeah.
Yeah, two like vampire marks in her neck. And I told her to get out and never come back in there again. She didn't.
Oh, my goodness. You know, she's so cute. Why do you differentiate poltergeists from ghosts? Or is that the same expression? And why do you think they're good or they could be? They're just there to kind of tease
you? Well, a ghost doesn't really push you around or throw things around or hide things. A poltergeist does.
Okay. Are they stronger? Is that why?
Well, I wouldn't say they're stronger. It's just that that's what they like to do. That's why they call them poltergeists. Because they push people or they, you know, like you're cooking or something and you put something at the side and you go to reach for it and it's gone. They tease too. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a few of those in my closet, but I told them that they're not allowed to touch my shoes. Okay, so I'm going to go to the phone line. 561, you are on with the girls. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How can we help you today? Do you have anything that goes bump in the night?
No.
Okay. Well, what can we do for you anyway?
You know what? Funny thing you should say that. Let me get in my car. I feel as if there's someone in my home and I can't see, but I can feel, and I can, you know, it just seems, and I don't know what to do, but it has woken me up out of my sleep, and it's not someone that I think I know. My grandmother comes around, you know, I can smell, you know, I smell her perfume.
Well, I'm going to let the girls answer that for you.
You want to go ahead, Brenda?
Well, I feel like it's a man, and I almost want to say I feel two. I feel like is your grandfather in spirit or somebody that's like a grandfather or father figure to you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like one of them is the grandfather, but I feel like there's another one, like a younger man. Something happened to him. Obviously, he was a younger man, so this is what I'm feeling. He's a younger man, and he died tragically, let's put it that way. And he's just kind of coming back, like going through the motions of his life.
Is it somebody I know, though?
Well, it doesn't matter. If they like your house, they like your house. But go
ahead. See, they're in my room, though.
I don't think you ever knew the person. I think it's either from, you know, from the house before you got in the house, or it's a person that was on the property And I almost feel like they committed suicide, and they're kind of a little bit stuck. So what I would do is get a smudge stick, go through the house, ask them to leave, that they're allowed to leave, and use that word, you are allowed to leave, and just say the Lord's Prayer or just say whatever you feel, you know, any prayer that you would feel, and just go through your house with a smudge stick. And then if they come back again, do the same thing over again.
Okay.
Have you tried that?
I've had a smudge stick, but I haven't used it. I just, I have the incense sticks, the frankincense and myrrh, you know.
Oh, I love
that. But I burn
that,
but it's always downstairs, so I probably need to come upstairs with it. But at times, I notice if I sleep on my stomach, I feel somebody on my back just weighing me down, and it's like I'm literally grasping for air, and if I open my eyes, it's like I can't speak.
Well,
I don't think it's my...
They're controlling you, trying to control you. The frankincense isn't going to do anything with getting rid of it, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just nice.
I was going to say, I love the smell. You can burn it while you use your sage.
Yeah. You need the smudge stick.
Mm-hmm.
Just light
okay.
it, blow it out, and go with the smoke all around your house. And to do what I said about you are allowed to leave, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you because you're upsetting me. I want you to leave now. But what's happening is he's kind of attracted to you. And
okay.
So it's like the, you know, holding you down, that's not good. When that happens, you need to force yourself to get up and out of bed. That they don't have
but
any control over
like
you.
But I like the Dickens, though. It's like I keep crying out like, Jesus, please help me. But I'm not physically speaking in my head, and I'm just fighting, you know?
Well, you can say it in your head. You don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah, call
and
your angel.
I would put like a cross over your bed, or I would wear a cross to bed. No, don't wear it. Put it on your pillow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would probably call your, you know, I'm real big about angels, so I would call your angels in. Archangel Michael is a great one to call in. I'm seeing Zachiel and Shamuel, but, you know, I think the smudge stick is going to help. And, you know, and I think Brenda will tell you this too, and Annabelle, you're in control, okay? Don't lose control, because that's what they want. So if you're in control, you run the show. And once you show them that and you clear your house, I think that, you know, things will get better for you. Do you see that, girl?
Yeah, and even if you want to get some holy water somewhere, you can sprinkle that around.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like, I really don't feel like he's bad. I mean, he's not anything bad. I just feel like he's stuck and, do you live in an apartment or a house? Or?
I'm in a townhome.
A townhome. Okay. Well, I do feel like it, even when I first heard your voice, I do feel like it's something that was in, like, either one of the apartments close to you that this happened or, like, in your apartment before you got there or something, so...
Yeah, I don't feel it's you, but you know what? They can go anywhere they want just because it's your bedroom. You have to keep them out.
I wonder if because I do a lot of antique shopping. What should I do?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you clear your stuff before you bring it in the house?
No.
You need to smudge anything that you bring in the house. I got a call from a lady one time that she was just going crazy because somebody was in the house that wasn't there before. And I said, have you brought any antiques in? And she said, yes, I just got a hall tree. And I said, well, get it out of there or clear it, one or the other.
So now you have your answer. I have got
you can bring you can bring all kind of entities, because it's everybody that owned things, right. Their energy is on it, so you could have a house full.
Yeah. Yeah, you better hope they're all nice. Or else you better be getting some wine and water and have a party. Okay, I hope we've helped you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, go for it. Let us know if those things that go bump in the night go away, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna get my stick out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That's sage, correct? The sage stick?
Yeah.
You know, what?
Yes,
right,
it
okay.
is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. I love this. So what goes bumped in the night? 780, you are on with Bonnie. I just love that word, bump in the night. But you know what? I have some, but well, my husband sometimes sleeps on the sofa too, so because he says I snore, so I don't have much to go bump in the night except chili. 781, you are on. What? You are on with the girlies. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, how's it going? It's Jay from Canada. How's it going?
Ah, Jay.
Hi.
Jay is such a sweetheart. He's got great energy. He is. I would have him on the show. I'm not even going to say it because I'm sure he wants to talk to you. But Jay, it's nice to have you back. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, I just had my day off, and thanks so much again. And I've just listened to you on my day off show. So it's.
Well, I love that. And you know, my hours are changing. So I'm going back to the 1 to 2:30. But I'm on vacation now, and I do put my shows on in the morning, and I know you do listen in the morning, maybe Friday back. So just follow my, you know, if you click like me on Blog Talk, it'll tell you when all the shows are coming. But Jay, what can my girlies do for you? This is Annabelle and Brenda and me.
Yeah, I just wondered about, I'm learning stuff right now about, time, about being, you know, conscious. I always hear that word all the time, and I just wondered about that because I was talking to a yoga teacher about that, and I just wondered, you know, conscious is about being awake, and is about bliss is about being in that moment of, you know, the open up to the opportunity. I just wondered, to get to that point, is there a certain, like, is there a lot of spiritual practice that you put into that so your perceptions don't fog your what reality is, what the actual reality is?
Well, what I'm feeling is I don't want you to try so hard for anything because you're getting a lot now. It's like you're bouncing. You're making me tired because it's just like I feel like I'm bouncing from one dimension to another. And some of the confusion that you're going through right now is because you've got a change in guides that makes you feel a little spacey, okay? And other than that, you're just going into another dimension, and it's like you don't have to ask anybody anything because it's all being given to you. And you'll see within the next couple weeks the change. It's amazing.
Okay, because I'm just studying right now about that.
And so much is being given to you, it's almost like, I don't want you to stop studying because you feel you need that, but it's, I don't feel you need it because it's like you've been chosen, okay?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Do you see, are you looking for how to take this to, you know, I always say the masses, but is it about work, Jay, or are you okay with that?
No, for me, it's just my personal journey right now. I'm just, you know, looking at, well, just learning about different things. And I just feel that time is connected with all what I'm learning about right now. Just, you know, we talked about being conscious about, you know, it has to do with time, you know, about being in this moment, which is time. So it's very interesting to me for that reason.
Well, I'll tell you, time is a tough, time is a leveler, I always say, because I think time is an earthly word, not really a spiritual word. So it's really hard because we're on this earth plane. We have to deal with time. I don't like it because I don't think many people can live in the moment. I can't. I mean, I have to, I'm always thinking about, and I know, I mean, if you ask, I'm going to ask Brenda and Anne about living in the moment. For anybody that has a family, children, and a job is really tough. But I think it has maybe a different connotation than what most people think. What do you feel, Brenda, about living? That's what he's saying, being conscious. And I'm assuming you're meaning living in the moment.
Yeah, wherever that moment is.
Right, well, you go find it for me because you have to go find it for me because I live in many moments. But do you have anything to say, Brenda, about living conscious?
Well, I mean, the only thing I am thinking about what he's saying is I understand what he's saying, and but I have to agree with Mom. I feel like you're just bouncing around in different places. Mm-hmm. But I want you, because I feel like you are going to be traveling a lot at the unconscious level. I mean, like at that state where you're kind of hovering above your body. Just make sure you're tethered. Make sure you're tethered to the ground. I mean, because you are kind of bouncing around out there. And that when you do that, you're asking for everything in the highest, for your highest and best good. That's the only thing I would say is as you're going through your journey to make sure that you're asking for your highest and best. But I feel great things for you, and I feel like Mom does, like you're already getting the information and you're already getting a lot of this. But I would pursue what you're doing because I think you're on a good track for yourself.
Yeah, Jay, before you even say anything, I got to tell him what you do. He is he drums, you know, spiritually. He you know, the drumming of the, like, you know,
oh.
You can tell. So he is really,
so
I mean,
no
that's
wonder you're bouncing around out there.
Yeah, tell him what you do, Jay, because I can't describe it, but I read so many articles about it. You know, it puts, you know, they used to put the Indians in a trance. That's how they did their spiritual dancing, and they used to connect with spirit that way. So will you tell them what you do?
Yeah, what I do is I actually just I teach drumming. I've been doing it for 4 years and teach about 4 or 5 people at a time and just give them some stuff and what they can take home with and organize course. But it's about more about being cautious in the moment and opening up your heart and your voice. That's what I have on my card. I inspired ceremony to open up your heart and your voice. So just that's what I'm doing. So on a part-time basis, just sideline stuff. But you're definitely true about traveling. I might be traveling to a place 6 hours away to do some teaching. So that'll be next year sometime. So, yeah.
Well, good. You have a lot coming, but I agree with Brenda. Always bring what is for my highest and best good. Always bring that in, because it's like I just feel like bouncing from one dimension to another. And next, toward the end of November and all next year, you cannot comprehend what's going to happen. People are going to know your name almost worldwide.
Wow.
You got big things coming.
Jay, she must be reading me through you.
It's just because you want it so bad, Bonnie.
That's right. And you know what? Spirit's not giving it to me because I want it so bad. But I just can't help it. And Jay, I'm going to tell you, if you get it, I'm finding you, and you're going to give it to me, and I'll be thankful.
Well,
great.
Do you, Jay, are you in touch with any Indian tribes right now?
One I am usually talk to, so.
Because I'm feeling like I want to go, I don't know where you're located, but I feel like I want to go toward Colorado. I want to go west. Okay. There's something really big there for you, and talk about learning. You're going to learn a lot from someone in that tribe.
Well, I was going to ask you a little while ago if you were coming into the States, because I know you're in Canada, right? Is that correct?
Right. Right.
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to ask you if you were coming into the States at all. Are you planning a trip to the States?
Not in your future. I might do it next year, actually.
Okay. Well, because I was feeling a pull out west. We're in Ohio, so I was feeling a pull out west, which would be right where Mom's at, in Colorado, in that area.
I know some. I know some people in Ohio. So.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Jay. If you go out west, I'm still gonna find you. Listen,
well, I'm getting. I want to get into March and April. That's when all the big stuff's starting.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about doing classes too for myself. Yeah, and other stuff. Yeah, March, April. Yeah, April. It looks sounds a little bit better. So.
Mhm.
Well, listen.
And if you were closer, or if you were coming to Ohio, I'd come to one of your classes because I really like your energy and I like where you're coming from. So.
Me too. Me too. They might have me there because I told you that, Jay. I love that drumming stuff. I think I don't know much about it, but I know it puts you in that spirit trance because I've seen it. And boy, could I use that. So I totally would love to take one of your classes too. I think you're an amazing teacher. I think you're a fabulous spirit. And I'm glad that they see a lot of great things coming for you.
Well, whereabouts in Ohio are you coming to?
Probably the Cleveland area, somewhere around.
Okay.
Really?
We can just let us know when you're coming. We can get some stuff together for you.
Oh, yes, definitely. My sister-in-law, who's in town, she moved from Texas back up to Cleveland. She goes to drumming things all the time up in Cleveland, so she's got her own drums and everything, so... we can definitely pull people together for you, so that would be awesome. So,
okay.
Yeah, let us know.
Did
you get our information?
That's what I was just going to say. Make sure you get the information, Jay, from them. Okay, so if you want
to
repeat it. Go ahead.
Just get in touch with one or so of us because there's a lot of people that are already doing drumming, but a lot that want to know.
My phone number is 330-209-7021, and Facebook, it's Brenda Miller Brand, and I'm on Bonnie's site, so if you're on her site, you can find me there, and then Mom is Ann Miller on Facebook, and you can tell them your number, Mom, or go ahead.
330-484-4807, but if you just get in touch with one of us, we can... You know, we'll tell the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're twin flames.
We don't talk, right.
Yes, they're twin flames. But we'll talk about that later because Brenda changed my whole view on twin flames because I was so uncomfortable with it. So Susan, and the minute Brenda told me that her mom was her twin flame, now I realize I'm so comfortable with that. So I think that my daughter is probably my twin flame, and I'm so happy that we have that cleared up. But, Jay, I hope they've helped you. I mean, you are a sweetheart. I always look for you. I haven't seen you for a while, and I am really glad that you came back. In fact, I have in chat them telling me, why aren't you going to Arizona? So, you know, maybe you need to do a tour.
Just realize that you have been so blessed in this lifetime.
Yeah.
The information that you get, you're going to get, and that you get, it's amazing. It's almost like, you know, I'm just blown away. Really, it's huge.
All right, Jay, give me a call. We'll put you on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay. Call us back, okay?
Yep.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
I have a question. We do have a lot of callers on, but I have a question from chat, and I don't usually do this, but I always say I'm going to do it, and I always run out of time. So, guys, you have a question from Beautified. This is what she wants to ask. I want to know what to say to my next-door neighbor who is constantly accusing me of having his wife in my apartment. And the wife crossed a year ago, and he even called the cops on me. So if you're listening,
gosh.
Beautified,
oh my
this
goodness.
Is your answer from all of us. really interesting. He might be a medium himself, and he sees her. But what do you think, Annabelle and Brenda?
Oh, my God. All I got is move.
Okay, beautified. Ken, did you hear that? She's listening, and move, she said. You know, I just think...
That's impossible right now, I know.
Yeah, you know, she said, got it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like it's... I really feel like he's got a little bit of Alzheimer's, possibly. Are you picking that up, guys? And
he's got a problem.
Yeah, I was feeling that he's not all right there. Something's
And not letting his wife go, and he would blame people for having her. You know, it's just like he doesn't want to let her go.
Yeah, because she said she's losing it right now. She said, but I got to tell you something. Like, do you feel he's violent? Because I just don't. I see, like, it's really weird because I feel he's just really mentally unstable since she left. And I do believe he thinks I kind of feel like he sees her. So, and maybe she's running to your house, beautified, to get away from him. I mean, really, seriously, because what would you be doing in your house? But, you know,
it's not going to do any good, you know, to call the police. You know, that's not going to do any good.
Well, he's calling the police on her.
Yeah, but I mean, for her to tell the police, you know, what's happening with him, because the police aren't paying any attention to him. They're not going to pay any attention to her either.
Right.
This is just a neighbor. This is a neighbor thing.
Well,
they have more important things.
She's saying she's scared. So, yes, I agree.
Well, I would really think about moving.
Yeah. You know what?
As soon as it would be possible, because I don't trust him. His mind, you know, it's like he's not right.
I think Beautified knows that because she's saying she's scared and he was very violent. So I would believe that woman was running into her house, even as a spirit, to get away from him. But
and the thing would be is maybe she could call his bluff when he gets that mean. Just say, hey, I just saw your wife go in your door.
I love that. I haven't heard anything from Brenda over there, so we got to bring her into it. She's awfully quiet. Go, Brenda.
I think that's good, Mom.
Now, Beautified is saying he waits for me at all hours until I get home, and she's laughing.
I would try to pull his bluff and just say, oh, she just left, she went home.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would do that too. Do you feel that she's at, and Beautified said, good point. Can I ask girls, because do you feel that he would be violent towards her?
Possible.
Possibly. I just got into chat. I didn't see the original question because it's already gone. But she says that he hasn't buried his wife. So is she past, right? And are we getting that story right? Is she past, correct?
Yeah, I would guess, because what I hear is that I wants to know what to say to her next door neighbor who is constantly accusing her of his wife.
The ashes. Okay, that's what I wondered, if that's what you meant, because I'm watching chat now too. Yes, she has the ashes. She has his wife's ashes. I kind of think there's something just mentally not right with him. And
And he can't let her go. Yeah.
Right. And I almost want to say he's lonely, and this is sort of some displaced.
Can you find him a girlfriend, Beautified?
Yeah.
I like what mom said. Just say, hey, your wife just went over there. That's perfect.
I just feel the first thing that come out of my mouth, move. I think that's what she's gonna have to do.
Yeah.
Because he's not moving. He's not gonna leave.
Yeah. So, you know, I agree, Beautified. Try what Annabelle, our queen, tells you because I do feel like if you call his bluff, he might like think to himself, wow, she does see my wife. Okay. And then head back to his house. But, you know, moving isn't a bad suggestion either. You've been there 8 years. I don't know if you own your house or you can leave. You better just hope he doesn't come out when somebody comes looking for your house. So, because I kind of feel like he sees her running into your house. So, which he could really be seeing her running into your house. So, I just would try what Annabelle says and see what that works and let us know. Okay? Okay, well, you're in chat with Brenda, so you can if there's anything more you need to know, because I'm going to go to the next caller. Beautified, I love you. You're so sweet, and that's not an easy problem to deal with. I mean, so let us know how it works out, and see, do you have anything more, Annabelle or Brenda, you'd like to tell her before I move on?
No, I just be careful, be safe. I mean, you know, I think.
How about a restraining order?
That wouldn't help.
Yeah. Move. Here, wait. We're going to say it all in unison. Move. Move.
Move.
Move. Move. Okay. And let us know what happened. She said she'll update us. Okay, 818, you are on with a Brendabelle, Annabelle, and I'm Tinkerbell, even though my name is Bonnie. 818, you are on with us. Hi.
Happy Whimsical Wednesday.
Oh, I love that.
How are you? Who are we speaking with?
Enchantress.
Hi, Enchantress.
Hi.
You are certainly enchanting. You're enchanting us today. How are you?
You're enchanting me. Well, I have a dilemma. If you can think of, I have to make a decision where to move to. The lake or the sea?
Oh, well, whatever one you don't take, I'm taking.
One's a quiet place and the other one's very busy.
Oh, well, you know what we're going to pick. Well, see, I would pick the busy. They're going to pick the quiet. So I'm going to
No, when you first said that, all I heard was sea.
The sea? Yeah, I was thinking of that first, but I don't know if I could live in that place.
Well, I usually agree, but I'm going with lake. I'm hearing lake. I'm just seeing the calmness of the lake and this the mirrored glass image of the lake and just how peaceful I feel when I'm there. Is there a dock? Because I'm seeing a dock. Like, well,
not
a dock.
That I'm aware of. There's
lake,
a dock.
But...
No, it's a small area of the sea. In my dreams, I dream about the sea, but the sea is like in Europe. It's not like in when I wake up, the place that I... Should I mention the place?
Yeah.
Santa Monica. So it's very busy there.
No. I just got no.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel that either.
Yeah.
Where's the lake?
It's not far from where I live. So
yeah,
there's a lake
far.
There.
Are you in California also?
Yes.
Brenda's right on this one. You should go to the lake because when you said Santa Monica, somebody said no.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I had, you know what I heard, girls? I heard Panic Monica, and I'm thinking, where is that? Panic Monica. So you were, maybe it was the word panic. So that's a good thing.
Wow, that's a panic. All the people there, it's so busy. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's why I said off at the quiet place.
Okay.
Well, I'm just kind of feeling you're on under a lot of stress right now. So wherever you can calm down, that's the best thing for you.
See, isn't that interesting? And at first I thought a busy place, a lot of people, it's fun. But when all the people are surrounding you on a dock, funny you should say dock, it's petrifying to me to be on a... If you've been to Santa Monica, where they have, like, all the people gathered on a pier, it's scary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
and they all come out on a weekend.
I see you. It's secluded. You have a dock. It's your dock. You're on your dock. You're by yourself, sitting there, you know, contemplating the beauty of the whole atmosphere where you're at. That's what I feel for you.
Okay. Thank you. I think that is the correct thing to think, because the other one is fine with all the people in Dreamland, but the sea in the Dreamland is not like the one in Santa Monica. It's a little quiet little beach with shops all around, and, you know, like in Europe. So.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love that. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope we helped you out, Enchantress. I want to get to one more call before the end of
the
show.
Thank you so much, Tinkerbell. I love Tinkerbell, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, I love Tinkerbell, too, even though I bloviate my own horn. I do love Tinkerbell. But the reason I say
she's my favorite fairy, and, too, Peter Pan did something
to
her.
I know. Well, the thing is, last week, Susan was calling me Blackwing Tinkerbell because I was so mean, but I wasn't mean. It just
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Mercury retrograde really hit me on one of the shows, and I just couldn't, like, keep my tongue shut. So, and usually I do pretty good at that, but Tinkerbell's back. Okay, well, thank you.
There is a dark Tinkerbell. This guy thought I was one.
Oh,
that's
well,
another
thing.
But he was a dark Peter Pan, so he was a bad elf.
Right. Well, guess what? I don't want to be that dark winged Tinkerbell. I'm back to my regular Tinkerbell, but I do have that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah.
There's somebody I know that's online. She's been waiting. I don't know if you
want
to get to
her or
not.
Oh, go ahead and get it. No, tell me what her area code is.
It's 440.
Okay, let me
I don't know if she's still there or not. She was on the show before the show started, so.
I don't see her, and I did not see her.
She must
440.
Have. She must
I would have picked
is
her
there,
up.
Wait, 1 second. She's restricted. Do you see restricted?
Okay, no, I don't see restricted, but I've got so many. Wait a minute, let me see if I can go. I mean, I've got all the area codes all here, and I would have picked up a 440. I'd have known that a 440 was here, but I don't see anybody name restricted. I see all the numbers. So, can she give us the area code? Is 440? What's the next? Should she have anything?
216.
What is
216? Oh, she's 216.
I have a 6, okay, 216. Let's take a look, because I would stay on. 201 I have, a 727, I have a 111, a 708. I mean, I've got them all, but I do not have, I have a 281, so, and a 610. That's all I have.
Is there one that's listed none, that's nothing?
No. Well, there's a 1111. You want me to try that one?
Yeah, I don't know. She said it would probably be restricted or 216. Yeah, she said try the 111.
Okay. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Charity.
Hi, Charity.
There you are.
Hi.
Well,
you know what? I really wish you would have told me. And Charity, we will stay extra for you. So everybody, please stay on the line. So, my goodness, if you would have told me, you know, I go straight down to get a lot of calls, but I would have picked you up because, you know, my girls never ask for anything. I always ask for everything from them, and so I would have picked you up. So just stay on because we are going to go into overtime. So, hi, Charity. What can we all do for you?
Well, I have a serious question. I'm just wondering if you're picking anything up about Joe and if he's going to be okay and if I'm in any danger.
Is Joe sick?
So to speak, yes.
What I'm feeling is you need to go by your feelings and not what everybody else is telling you.
Okay, that's what I'm afraid of.
Because I don't know. And I just want to say when the mother says something, you want to listen.
Okay.
But I want to read between the lines at the same time. And
yeah,
you need to, like, go by your own feelings.
Okay. So could I be in danger? Could I get hurt?
I'm not feeling you getting hurt. What are you feeling, Brenda? What do you feel, Bonnie?
You know, first, I work better with direct questions. So what I'm feeling is you're asking me these vague questions, and I'm vague. So, and that's what I'm hearing, that I'm not hearing the whole picture. So if you're going to ask me if you're going to be hurt, if you're going to be hurt emotionally or physically, I don't feel physically you'll be hurt. I don't feel physically that you'll be hurt.
Emotionally, I am hurt.
Yes. Emotionally, you've got some, you know, that's going to be a problem. But physically, I just don't feel it. But I feel that you have enough insight and enough intuition yourself that you would know if you were going to be physically in danger. And I just don't get that. So unless
I don't either.
Yeah, unless you're not telling me the whole story here, which I know you're not, and you don't have to.
Well, no, I just didn't know how much time I had. But in short, it's just my boyfriend. I found out he's been lying a lot, and I believe there's a serious drug issue. More serious than I thought. And we are now through, what I believe, unless he gets cleaned up. But right now we're finished, and I found out who the other person was. I had talked to her, too, and she had been lied to also, and there's a lot of substance abuse on his family is now taking over the problem, and they're going to start to deal with it, and they're telling me to lock my doors.
You know, I really believe that they're telling you that because, you know, I hate to say this, somebody with any type of addiction, they always come to play back on somebody's emotions that really they think they can, you know, can get help from, and not good help, but meaning that, you know, you'll believe anything he says. So
yes.
I feel she says close the door, and I agree with her totally. You can't, nobody can get over an addiction to me, and then I'm going to hand you over to the girls, but nobody can really get over an addiction in the same situation. So what his mother is saying to you is, I need to clean him up totally. There needs to be nobody or nothing left of his prior life in order to, for him to be able to clean up. I do have to tell you, it is going to be a very long road for him.
Okay, and his mother did say to me, she says, I want him to feel your absence. She says, I want him to for once feel your absence and feel he's lost everything.
Well, unless he does that, and unless you walk away clean, and I mean it, he won't be able to get help. He can't, because he'll keep coming back. He'll keep wanting to play on your emotions. And so that's why she wants you to walk out the door. And I really believe that door needs to be shut, and you need to turn around and walk the other way.
Okay. Do you feel there's anything?
That's great advice.
That's perfect advice, yes.
Hey, Charity, is there any way that you could go on a possible week's vacation to visit somebody?
I was thinking about that while I was on hold.
You need to do that. You need to get away from everything that's been going on, because the stress is affecting every part of your life. And it's just like, if you could get away for a little bit and think things, don't even have touch with anybody except the person you go with or the person you go to see. Okay.
Okay.
And just kind of be by yourself and be able to think of what you want in your life. But I just want to completely remove you from this. It's like, I want you to go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel, Brenda?
Well, you know, I have to agree with Mom where she says too many people. You've got the family, you've got the girl, you've got, you know, the other woman, you've got all that stuff going on. The only thing I want to say about the physical is I just want to make sure you're secure in your house at night. Lock your doors and everything. Because
everything's locked down.
It's that night thing. Then we talked earlier today. It's that night thing that I worry about because of his insomnia and of his abuse in the evening hours.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just wondered. Do you ever see him clean, or do you see this descending tragically?
Can I ask you a question before I even answer that, or the girls do, or the fabulous girls do? I'm writing on a piece of paper, and I never do this, but sometimes I auto-write. I have his name written, and then next to his name, I've got, it's crazy, I've got all these dashes. So, and then I drew 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They look like upside-down lollipops or cherries with a stem, like a circle with a line above it. I don't know why this is significant, but it is significant because I'm looking at it going, what?
Wow.
So what does the number 6 mean to you?
Nothing. I can't think of, I mean, watch, I'll think of it later. But right now, 6, nothing. He always
okay,
waits
so,
3 weeks before he contacts me after something. It's always 3 weeks, but I don't know what 6 is.
When's his birthday?
His birthday is March 1st.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So what's 6 months?
He's been with Francie, the other girl, for 6 years.
Okay.
Dated her for 3, and now the last 3 he's been friends with her.
Yeah, because I have his name written with all these dashes, and I don't know what the dashes mean. I think there's 4, 8, 12, 16 dashes, and then there's 6 of these things, and I don't know what they are. So I do know they're significant for you. If you answer what I think is, you know, and you don't have to take what I say, but what I'm hearing is it's going to be a very long haul. This is not an easy cleanup. And so I don't know if you want to put the years and the hours and everything else and the heartache and the emotions into it.
No, I don't. I was hoping that, of course, anybody like, you know, in my situation would hope that I would be one of the factors important enough to get clean for, but I don't know that I was that important to him or not. You know, I'm just...
Well, that doesn't... Do you know what? I have spirit here, too, and I'm sure the girls will tell you. I got to tell you something. It has nothing to do with how he feels about you, whether he could get clean. They just can't.
Yeah.
It's in their brain.
Yeah.
It's something in their brain. And if they could, they would. Believe me, if they could walk away that easy and say, oh, well, she's going to take me and help me and clean me up and I'm going to be good... It would be done many, many times. And I can't even tell you, I'm dealing with a couple clients, one of my girlfriend's son, and he wants to get clean. He can't. Now, he's gone halfway, but he can't get that whole thing going. And it doesn't have anything to do with the girl he loves. It has to do with what it does to their brain in these people's heads. And if he could, he would. But I don't feel like... This is going to be, and you don't have to take it from me, but this is not going to be an easy sell for you or him. It is going to be a long, he might clean up for a while and then slip back.
Mm-hmm.
He might clean up for a while, then slip back. But I am going to tell you, for him, it will not be an easy journey. Unless I hope, and I kind of see that there'll be some slipping back, but he eventually, he can clean himself up, he'll make it. But I feel that's way down the line from you. And I feel that you maybe need to pick yourself up, understand what addiction is for somebody, and know that if you're going to do this for the long haul, you better know that you're going to be alone. You're going to be, it's going to relapse. He isn't going to tell you the truth, and there will be other women.
Yeah.
So if you can put up with that, you know, you go right ahead. But it's not something I feel anybody would write in their life journey.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm done then. I just hope he stops. I hope that there's no more contact then. I hope he will leave me alone because he always slips back
in. He won't. There. That's why the mother asked you to walk away and shut your door.
Yeah. That's not
well. And the other thing with him is he's in denial that he even has an issue. He doesn't even think he has a problem, you know. So that's another issue with him altogether, is he's never admitted that there's a problem to begin with the drug.
True. Yeah, you're right. He hasn't yet. So, yeah. And there will always be other women then.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I wish I could tell you different, and I hope that spirit, you know, is, you know, telling me and I'm not listening right, but I'm going to tell you that I don't feel that you're the only one.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what I heard when you said that, Charity? I heard it's part of his makeup.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all I needed to know, because it just hurts. It stings for a bit, but I'll be okay, you know? I'd rather be on the mend than headed for more of this, so.
So you know what I hear from my, and I'm going to tell you real quick because I know my show's ended, but I hear bright future ahead for you. So I don't know why, and I don't know what that means, but the minute you talked about, you know, it's stinging, right before you said that, I heard bright future ahead, and it's for you. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know what you do, I don't know what you're going to do, and I don't know how you're going to manage, but what I hear is this is a break with bright futures ahead.
Okay, good. Good.
Well,
then it's all a blessing in disguise.
Well, if it is possible, I think it's important that you get away for a little while. And do you have somebody that'll take care of the animals?
Yeah, I could find my mom would, or I could hire a dog sitter.
Okay, because I just feel that's the most important thing for you right now is to just get away. It's been too much to handle.
Okay, but you don't want me to get away because I'm in danger.
No.
Okay.
I just want you to get away because of the stress and what you have been through. It's almost, you've been through, it's like bouncing back and forth. We've talked about a bouncing ball before. It's like you've been on a bouncing ball, up, down, up, down, up, down. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Just if you could get away and have some fun, that's what you need.
Okay, and have I been through the worst of it now? I mean, there's no big explosion coming or anything, right?
I really feel that you have been through the worst. What do you guys think?
Well, you think if you can keep that door closed, you've been through the worst. If you open that door again, you're just inviting more in. So I want to say keep that door closed.
Okay.
What do you think, Bonnie?
Right.
I totally agree.
Definitely. You can't open it again. You've opened it too many times, and what happened?
I know. I get hurt.
Do you know what, Spear? I got to tell you something. I so agree with Brenda and Annabelle, and this is the thing. Until you're really ready to walk away, see, part of this is your life lesson, that you can't help everybody. You cannot cure, and they're saying to me that you can't be responsible or help every lost soul around. And so what they're doing is they're going to throw more at you if you keep not walking away in love and light and want better for yourself, because this is nothing you can help. You cannot cure him. You're not going to be able to get him out of what his life looks like, is, or will be. But you can get yourself out and want better for yourself. So if you don't do it, they'll keep throwing more at you, the same exact stuff, till you say, I've had enough. I need a life. I want better. I want to have something great happen. And I want somebody that loves me that I don't have to nurture of an addiction or take care of. I want to walk next to him or her, you know, and I want to walk next to them in love and light for the rest of my mortal life, because you don't know how long you're going to be here, and I want to have a partner. You don't have a partner, and that's what you really, really deserve.
Well,
that's,
can I ask you, Bonnie, just one quick thing?
That's an excellent affirmation, Charity.
Yeah.
You need to write that down.
Okay, I will. And I just want to know this real quick. The other woman has been contacting me the last 3 days, and she's very nice to me. We're both very nice to each other. We realize it's not the other one's fault here. We didn't hurt each other. But she wants to keep calling me and helping me and giving me spiritual videos and telling me to spit out the poison, don't take the vomit back in, all this. She keeps, like, taking too much care of me. What is her motive? Is it really that she cares about me? What is the motive there? Because it's kind of getting strange.
I think she really likes you. I think
she
wants
does.
To help you because she's been hurt too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I have to go to a doctor's appointment, so I'm going to hang up. I will talk to you later, Charity, okay?
Yeah. Okay,
bye.
Great. Thanks, Aunt.
Charity,
I love you.
Bye. Wait, I love you. How about me? Do you love me?
I love you too. I love
all right,
you
thank
all,
you.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Hey, if there's anything else you want to know, I'm here. But my show, I don't know how long they'll let this show stay on, because I think you get like 15 minutes after. I wish I would have put the show on for 90 minutes. I didn't realize that, you know, we have so many callers. And let me tell you something, they're still all on. So thank you all. I want everybody to know that, you know, you don't have to hang up, but I want everybody to know that I do appreciate you staying. I appreciate being in in chat, and I love that you're all on, and thank you for all calling. My next show is Monday at 1 o'clock, and it's me and Susan Z. So, okay, Charity, how else can
I
help you?
Yeah, I just wonder what the motive is for the other woman to keep in touch with me and trying to take care of me. Is it a genuine motive, or is it something sinister?
Oh, I don't think it's anything sinister, but I think it's more motivated for herself. But you don't understand that because she doesn't understand it. When both of you have been usurped by this guy, what she wants to do is make sure either that he doesn't come back to you and not her, or she wants to help heal with you, and that she doesn't want to go through it alone. So I don't think either way, I don't know that I think misery loves misery, and I'd rather see you walk into the light and her too.
Yes.
If you can both walk into the light and have coffee, great. But if it's constantly a drag on you, then I would say cut those ties too.
Okay. Okay.
And also, if the contact with her is bringing back bad memories of him, you don't need that in your life either. You know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, as much as I like her, I feel for her too. It's kind of like, it's a bad memory. It's like a bad, I'm just not enjoying talking to her.
Do you know what I would say if I were you? And I'm, and then I'll hand you over to Brenda, but I would be honest with her, because I think honesty is the best policy. And if I would say, listen, I'm trying to heal. This is not, it's kind of like him. I need to cut loose and really concentrate on the positive part of my life. So even though we've both been through major trauma and tragedy, I want you to know that I will always appreciate everything you've done for me and me, I hope, for you in getting us past this, but I am going to have to step out at this point. And I think that's a nice way of saying, go heal. I'm going to go heal. If one day, kumbaya, we meet at a karmic yoga match, well, great. But right now, we're not meant to be together at this point.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and I'm not trying to be selfish. I don't want to offend her or be selfish here, but I have to worry about myself a little here.
Well, if she's really upset, let me tell you something. This girl has been really waylaid too. So I think she's using it to heal herself. And I think that, like Brenda said, if it is too upsetting to you and too much you're going to dwell on this between the two of you, and that's all you talk about and that's all you're going to do, that's not good. That's not good for either one of you.
Okay. Right. Yeah,
well, and
that's
I think, Charity, you said she wasn't the one that was saying so much about it. It was you. So, I have to agree.
Yeah, she's not talking about her emotions. She's trying to play doctor for me, and I don't, I appreciate that, but I mean, I get the gist of it, the whole, don't dwell in negativity and don't dredge up the bad parts of the movie. I understand all that, but she keeps sending me these videos and Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, and it's just like too, I appreciate it, but I'm kind of offended too. Like, why does she think I'm that fragile? I haven't been crying to her.
I just think that's her. I think she's been through the worst too. So I think maybe this is how she's healing. So she's sending you this because that's how she's doing it. So I don't think there's any bad, I do think that a lot of it has to do with the kumbaya thing. Well, you're hurt, I'm hurt, we're hurt, let's all, make flowers together. And I think that's great. Some people really work and heal well with that. But if you dwell in the past and don't move forward, like if that's what you're going to talk about with her, that's not what I think you should do. But if you're going to say, hey, I watched that Dwayne Dwyer tape and, I'm moving on and, hey, I don't even remember his name, then, you could definitely talk to her. But if you both are kind of in that jumble, that song's coming to me, Bungle in the Jungle, you're always going to be tied together by a terrible incident. That's not a good thing either.
No. So, yeah, I felt like I didn't know if she was trying to just to make sure I'm not going back into his life, trying to keep, because she even said, she says, I'm going to treat this with silence, and so should you. And she says, if you go back into it, I can't be your friend, because I'm trying to teach you here. And she says, that means you're not learning. She says, he doesn't love you.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
I was waiting for that to come out, Charity, because I wanted to hear her, because I wanted to hear what Bonnie had to say about that one. Because
I don't like that at all. And that's why I said I really think she's in this for her own healing. You know what I'm saying? And that she's watching to see if you're not going to go back with him. That it's none of her business. It's really none of your business what she does and her business what you do. And if somebody talked to me like that, I would be very offended. So
it hurt you, Charity. I mean, that hurt you. That cut you deep
to hear that from her.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
she doesn't know.
You guys could say that to me, but she can't say that to me. You know, Bonnie, do you love me or not?
I love you. Is that what you're asking? Do I love you?
No, I want to know if you did Joe love me?
I am going to tell you, and you're going to hate me or love me, one or the other. But I think Joe is incapable of loving he loves out of desperation. So it's not just you. He loves, but that's the only way he can do it right now. And I don't feel you've ever known him as not addicted. I feel like he's been addicted, if you don't know that, for a long, 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 long time. And I think that his love is about desperation. And so did he love you? Yeah, he loved you in the only way he could, which is how
that's what Brenda said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I told her.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because we're doing good together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Francie, the other woman, said he didn't love you. He didn't love me either. He doesn't even love himself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He doesn't love. He can't. You can't. You want somebody that when they say your name, Charity, you light up like a Christmas tree. Now I'm Jewish, so I don't have one, but I did have one. But kind of that's the feeling. And when you say his name, Bob, he gushes in everything that is all about love. That's what you want, and you want to walk down that beach side by side, not dragging somebody because they've got an addiction, and you feel like you have to fix them. It's called broken wing syndrome, which I think you do have. So I do believe that that's something you got to work on, because you don't want that coming into the next relationship. And that means finding men that need to be fixed, have a problem, and you're going to save them. That's called broken wing syndrome. Okay. So be careful with the next guy. That there's nothing, everybody has issues. Nobody's perfect in this world. I don't think, except me. And, you know, hey. But don't tell, ask my husband, because he'll tell you about all my issues. But the thing is that what I mean about that is that you're not having to fix anybody. And I feel that's what you've been doing for a long time.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Good, because I know that
mend your wings and then pick somebody new.
Yeah,
and you help her. And you know what? You know what? I always say, look at somebody you would never have dated before. If write a list on one side, put everything you want in your next relationship, and then on the other side, put everything that broke this relationship. And then if you look at that relationship and any one of these items come up in the next person, any more than two, you got to say, hey, I'm at the broken wing syndrome again, and I've got to not even go there. And so that's really what – and start dating people that not necessarily you would have picked, but that have a really good heart. And I feel like – if you take a look 180 degrees, which is only looking backwards or forwards, instead of all the way around, you're going to see people you've never actually really known were in your radar before.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, I feel hopeful about that. I feel good about it.
Oh, I feel very good about it, because I'm telling you, I hear bright future ahead, because you've learned your lesson. It's whether you can stay and learn your lesson. Your lesson is that you don't want to be a broken wing. You don't want to have broken wing syndrome. That you, at your stage, in this lifetime, want to walk in glory with somebody next to you.
Yeah, okay. I do. I really do.
You know what I just saw, Charity? I see you walking down a white path by yourself for a little while, but at the end of that path, there's a man waiting there for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long is the path?
It doesn't matter.
Well, you have to walk a little bit to mend your wings, as she says.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to heal a little bit. If you met somebody now, you would not, and I put in parentheses, see them, because you're just too bogged down with the situation. You need to get away from the situation and free yourself of this a little bit before you're even going to quote unquote see anyone. You know.
Okay.
I would never think that it's not a good idea. First of all, you're not out of this one, and you're not out of the woods with this one, and you're not out of getting your own head together on this one. But, you know, I always say this, and if you hear my other shows, you'll hear this, but I always say your first love should be yourself. I hate that, because then you say, oh, everybody tells me to love myself. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't know what you draw to you, you are. So if you are, if you're not understanding that the love of yourself for all of your wonderful qualities and all of your not so wonderful qualities we all have, you have to love each one of them. And when you do that, and you can walk alone and say, I'm just so happy with friends, and I don't need anybody, but I want somebody with me, but I don't need them. I don't want them. I need them. No, I don't need them. I want them. Excuse me. And that means that you don't need somebody to complete you, but you want somebody with you is a totally different language.
Okay. And that whole self-love thing and drawing to me what I am is what Francie keeps trying to teach me right now.
Well, I think the better part is to learn it on your – I feel that you have the ability to start reading, to listen to some lectures – to start, you know, picking up your own pace. And if you feel you need to do it with somebody, go ahead. But remember, be careful who you do it with, because you want to make sure that your motives as well as theirs is good. I don't say that you don't do it with anybody, but, you know, there are a lot of people who want to take you somewhere, but they don't use the language that other girl used. I didn't like that language.
Yeah, I didn't either. And she is foreign. It's broken English, but... still, I think I got the picture.
Yeah, and you can be honest with her.
The other thing that I want to add, too, is people come into your life for a reason, always. You know that. We've talked about that before. But people come into your life for whatever reason, short or long term. She was in your life at the right time because I know you initiated that contact, but still, she got you to where you needed to be with Joe to close that door.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, I'll leave it closed. I'll just leave it closed. It's just sad.
Oh, no, it isn't. I really believe it's sad in one aspect, and it'll be your best. You'll look back on this and say, oh, my goodness, now I understand why I had to go through this to get to who you need to be with, or to be with your, you know, to get to know yourself better. But I do know that there's never, I don't believe in mistakes. I don't believe in that. I'm trying to teach this to my daughter. There's only lessons learned. And when you do learn them, the next stage of your development or your journey in this life is going to be wonderful.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thanks for taking my call even after the fact.
Oh, you're so welcome. I should have put it on for 90 minutes, and Spirit just said, yep, you just cut your show way too short. So I am really happy that we picked you up. And, you know, the girls never asked me for anything. And had I known that you were on, I would have picked you up earlier, because I think it would have been I would think it would be great for everybody to hear. But
thank you. And thank you, Brenda, for mentioning me.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, Charity, call in again, because, you know, a follow-up just on what everybody heard, a follow-up, because there's a lot of people that are going through what you're going through. So by hearing what you're, you know, how you're going through your path and how you're healing is going to be good for someone else to hear. So do call back in.
Okay, I will, definitely.
second.
Okay, well, it was nice meeting you. We'd love to have you. So it's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. And nice talking to you, Brenda. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good journey.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you too, Brenda.
Bye. Love you, Bonnie. Bye.
I love you.